Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Eleanor's with me on the line today. Eleanor, will you tell listeners why you got in touch about school bus places?
I will indeed. Thanks for having me on. It's a good opportunity just to try and get this out in the open. I know it's been discussed a lot before, but my first experience with school transport and its issues was maybe 20 plus years ago when my sister had her kids applying for school bus tickets, and she had the same level of anxiety that I'm now experiencing. And when I say that's 20 plus years ago, her kids are now in college.
Right.
And we're still seeing the exact same issues.
Why? What's happened? So
you apply for your child's school bus ticket online and you pay, and then you wait all summer to hear if you will or won't get a bus seat for your child. So there are two criteria, eligible or concessionary, depending on the distance from your school. And if you're eligible, you get the bus ticket. If you're not eligible, you wait and hear from a concessionary point of view if you will get one, or you hear that there are just no seats and your child doesn't get a place on the bus, which means in a lot of cases you can't get your child to school. I first started using the school buses when I wanted to return to work. I'm a nurse. My two other girls were going to secondary school. They were going to be eligible, so I knew they'd get one. And I was lucky enough to get one for my son on a concessionary basis. And it relieved a lot of anxiety because I could go back to the workforce.
Yeah. Was that just last year? Sorry, Eleanor, you got that for your son?
That was a few years ago. No,
okay.
That was a few years ago. And he managed to get the bus ticket on a concessionary basis. So we've now just found out that he doesn't have one because there are no seats available. He has additional needs. We worked for the last 2.5-3 years building up his confidence to use the bus. And now we don't have a bus seat for him. Mm. I'll have to stop working because I'll have to bring him to school. And we've heard the system is broken. There are children families applying for school tickets for their children on an emergency basis.
Yeah.
So we have heard of families saying the car mightn't work one day, so we want to be able to use the bus. We know of children that have been given 2 bus tickets from different addresses for the same school. My children have told me once in the 4 years that they have been using the bus that their school ticket was checked. They've never been asked for their ticket. I witnessed my son's school bus leave our school bus up with, multiple empty seats. My son will say a lot of children keep their school bag on the seat beside them. But Bus Éireann and the Department of Education will say these school buses are running at capacity. And once you miss the deadline for paying, for whatever reason, life gets in the way. Mm. You have an accident. Mm-hmm. Your family has a bereavement. You go into hospital to deliver your baby. You're called into work and you forget to pay. You've no comeback. That's it. You're just out of the system.
So your two girls, they'll go on the bus this year too. So
yes.
What part of the country are you in, Eleanor?
So I'm in County Meath.
You're in Meath. Right. So the two girls will go to secondary school, will they, on the bus?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, they'll go because they are eligible.
Yeah.
The school that we've chosen for them is in County Dublin. So they're past the distance criteria.
Yeah,
so they're
eligible. And then your young lad, and what age is he?
He just turned 11.
Right, so he's still in primary.
He's still in primary. He's going into fifth class.
Okay, and he's got the school bus for the last couple of years on the concessionary basis that there was space. And now this year you've been told no such luck.
Yes, just no seat. The message just comes through. In fact, I got an email to say your children's bus tickets have been issued. And I thought, great. But then by chance, I don't know why, I just checked the school portal and one of the children does not have a bus ticket allocated, but that doesn't come up in the email. So had I not checked the school portal, I would have assumed his bus ticket would be coming in the post. I've been on to everybody. I've been on from people like the Bus Éireann through to the Ombudsman for Children last year. We watched a bus that my niece needed a ticket on go past the exact same bus stop as my son with empty seats on it. And not one person, including the Ombudsman for Children, the Minister for Education, local TDs. And really, it's not them to fix it. The Department of Education needs to step up to this. It's a broken system. I'm talking about a 20 plus year experience of it failing.
Yeah.
And our children, by the Constitution, are entitled to an education. But if you can't get your child to school, they
and
they
how
can
far,
get free school books.
What's the distance? How far is your son's school from your house, Eleanor?
A few kilometres, but of course there is no walking path, there's no cycling path, there are dangerous country roads, there is infrastructure going up everywhere, but not the footpaths. They've put a bicycle lock system in the school, you know, a bike shed. But sure, nobody can cycle to the school because there's no road, safe road.
Sure, the issue, if you're a nurse and presumably you're in a hospital from 6 or 7 in the morning,
I actually work in schools. So if I need to, the school bus was perfect because either myself or my husband can do the bus run on our day off. My son still needs us to walk him to the bus stop, which is fair enough. And so we work it around that. But I will have to stop working. Because if I have to drop him to school, last year, 4 families dropped my niece to school, including one of those being my 80-year-old mum. So that's 4 extra cars in an already busy car park at a school. And the anxiety around whose turn is it to pick up? Oh, it's a broken system.
Yeah. And it has
to be fixed.
And so you've got the eligible, you've got the concessionary ticket, and then you mentioned the emergency ticket. And you don't fall under that?
Well, it's not an emergency. So you can apply as an eligible person or a concessionary person, and you may be allocated the ticket, but you're only intending to use it in an emergency. So, for example, your car doesn't start and you might put your child on the school bus one day out of the school year. There's no monitoring of it. The inspector doesn't check the bus. He told me himself it's not monitored. He said he's aware of people who just put their kids on the bus without a bus ticket because nobody checks the bus ticket.
Right. Stay with me, Eleanor. Claudia is with us too. Claudia, you're in Meath as well. Is that right?
Hi, I am. I am indeed.
Yeah. What's your story?
Yeah, well, more or less the same as Eleanor there. I've been, myself and a few of the neighbours have been fighting for the bus for the last 3 years. There's 7 families at the moment who are fighting for the bus, where it kind of equals out to about 15 children. And 3 years ago, the bus was coming past all our houses. Now, it wasn't the bus route, but it was driving by all our houses. And still, none of us was eligible for a ticket. The bus was quite a large bus. I think it's like a 52-seater bus. And there was only 12 children travelling on the bus at the time. So we fought the case, and like that with Bus Éireann, with local politicians, the whole lot. And we didn't get anything from it at all. We were told that we weren't outside the kilometre zone, that we were only 2 kilometres from the school. And that we had to be, I think it was 2.2 or 2.4 at the time, which has been extended to 3.2 at the moment.
So if you're 0.4 short of the parameter for this, you can't get on the bus, despite the fact that there's 40 odd free seats in this bus that'll pass you on the road.
Exactly. Yeah. So we got in contact with them all, and they says that there was nothing more that it could do, and we said this is that the bus route was done 2 years prior to when the term would start. So I went down the road and kind of saying, well, look, you know, the census forms done every 4 years, like, we shouldn't have to come to you to explain our case, how many children is on the route here that could be eligible for the bus, that you should know this themselves. Like as Eleanor said earlier on, we can't get the children to walk or cycle because of the country roads, especially from the month of April, May, with tractors up and down the road, because of the environment now issues, that ditches cannot be cut because of wildlife. It's unsafe for children to walk on the road at any time of the day.
Okay.
You know?
So what are you going to do in September, Claudia?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, you know, like, they're saying that people need to be back out walking and all that. But, like, 2 parents in any family cannot walk. They cannot walk if they have children here at home waiting to go to school. There's no employer in the country that's going to be willing to take anybody on to start work at 10 o'clock in the morning to let them finish up to any time between 1:30 and 1:30 in the day to do school drop-offs and pick-up.
Because the bus that's bypassing the house with empty seats
exactly.
can't collect them.
Yeah.
That's why Eleanor's to give up work.
Yeah, And like that's just the way it's working now. Like, you know, at the minute, like the seven families here, and we're all trying to help each other out. Like, everyone's great on the road, but we're all trying to help each other out. The local school down here is absolutely fantastic. They hold green flags here for environmental and for fossil fuels and all that. But fossil fuels, like the amount of traffic like that's up and down these small country roads, that, and all you need is one bus.
Would solve
one
the
bus
problem.
That would stop seven cars.
Okay. And you've no response back yet from Bus Éireann, is that? We've actually got in touch with Bus Éireann too, I should say, about Eleanor's situation. I haven't heard anything back yet. But you've had no update yet.
No, I've been emailing them for the last 3 years, and I'm still getting the same response. Now, whether it's an automatic email or what, I don't know.
Okay. We'll get in touch with them. Stay with me, Claudia. I think Jenny's with us. Jenny, what's your story?
Hi, Andrea. Can you hear me okay?
I can indeed, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, I just want to pay for it. Again, I can echo everything that Eleanor and the previous lady has said there. This year, I got my tickets for my two girls and I lost them last year. Now, we've had the tickets for maybe 5 years with one daughter and, say, three with the other daughter. I can echo everything they say. We live in a rural-ish area in terms of there's no paths, there's no cycle lanes, nothing. Again, tractors, exactly the same as the lady said before. But the main point to notice this is you could have it for 5 years, you lose it for 1 year, which I did last year, and now I have it back this year. So that affects my childcare plans. You know, I know a lady in my who was using the bus route, she had to give up her minder after 6 years. This lady minded her kids for 6 years because she didn't drive, she couldn't bring them to school.
And when you lose it, what are you told? Is it just in that particular year there's too many people?
You don't know. There's no reason. You're told your concession is sure you're not guaranteed it anyway.
Yeah.
But surely to God, there's loyalty for 6 years. I've had it for 6 years that you're entitled to say, well, look, Jenny's kids are using it every day, 5 days a week. I work in Dublin. My husband's on the road. He works all over the Leinster area. We have to have this service. Now, we managed for the year. Don't know how we did it. I was late for work probably most of the time because I had to come in a bit later. But that was okay. We can live with that. To get it back this year, I can't tell you the relief from anxiety. I was away last year in the middle of July for 1 week when I got the email. I want to tell you my shock. I was so upset to feel this is what I'm dealing with now. I'm lucky that I have a great minder. She was able to help me out with this and collect them and stuff. A lady in my road who was also on the same bus for the same length of time, her daughter had 1 year left to go in sixth class and lost it for the last year. So her whole arrangement, her childcare arrangement, she had to change everything. So this is what actually the reality.
So you've got it back now this year, though, Jenny.
I got it back this year. I got my email a couple of weeks ago. I had to read it twice to believe, and then again, as Amber said, went on to the portal to check, and I had two tickets. Yeah.
Anto, you're in Waterford. Have you tickets for this September?
No, well, we don't know yet. The great lottery is going on at the moment, and parents all over the country are refreshing the school portal and worrying to see what's going to happen. We have a slightly unique situation here in Ardmore, a small village in West Waterford, in that we do have a school bus to come to the village thanks to our campaign last year, which fought for it. But we've 90 kids and the bus takes 45 of them. So we have a very divisive situation where some people in the village are getting a school bus for €75 and others are paying for a private bus for €1,500 per child for the year. And it's just completely
$1,500 per child.
$1,500 per child for the year. Yeah. So we have neighbours. We have two direct neighbours where one is paying $3,000 a year and one is paying $125 because that's the cap per family on the public bus. So $3,000 versus $125. And don't forget, it's a lottery. So the people who had the ticket last year in our village may not be the ones who have it this year. So it could be a different 45 people. And, you know, it's just chaos. And very simply, we saw what happened in the village of Rossmore in West Cork with their campaign, and their politicians got them a bus. So it can be done. So I'm not accepting from politicians and from Bus Éireann that they can't do this.
It's not really, to be fair to the politicians, I mean, I don't know that they can go out and organise the bus, but I would see the issue is more with the system.
Well, last year we got a bus here and with the politicians who got it
for us. Well,
because we came out in the streets, that's why, and an election on. They put the pressure on and they got a bus. The point is, we 45 kids now are going to pay a private bus. We're 22 kilometres from the school, and it's just unacceptable, I think, that and divisive. And look, I hear all the other people around the country, so I know it's not just us. We're not holding our hands up. I've loads of emails come out.
Emails, that's why we're talking about it today, because Eleanor and many others had got in touch, and so there's more and more people getting in contact with us here. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. So, Anto, as of 20 past one today, you're still waiting to hear.
Still waiting to hear. Doesn't look good. The fact that I'm waiting means it doesn't look good, but people all over the country are waiting, I'm sure, as well.
What about you, Eileen? Have you got word? Have I got Eileen? Is Eileen there? Can you hear me okay, Eileen? No, I've Eileen with us in Meath. Is Eileen there? She is. We'll try and just connect there with Eileen. Bear with us one moment. Eileen, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
How
can
are you?
Hear me?
Good. Did you find out? Did you get word?
No, well, I was on with you now at the end of last year, I think. And we've been running a campaign here for about 2 years in the townland of Racor. And we're trying to get a permanent bus route for our children from through Racor to the post-primary schools in Trim. So from the last time I was speaking to you, things did move on a bit with as regards engagement with the officials in Busairn that deal with the school bus and with the Department of Education. When the new minister came in, Helen McIntyre, things seemed to move a little bit for us, and we seemed to be talking to each other. So it's the officials in school transport in Busairn and the department, and the ones then in the department, they obviously have to be liaising with each other, because before then we felt that like there was nobody talking to each other at all. So we were quite hopeful that our campaign was moving, and we were highlighting it in the media, and we did a protest in Racor as well, and that was covered on the papers and everything, because we have 28 children named that want this service.
Are they 28 eligible kids or the concession?
No. Well, that's the problem. Because there's not a proper official permanent bus route through this area, our kids are always going to be concessionary. And all that Busairn are offering our children up to now, and I don't know if it's probably not going to change, is concessionary tickets. At best, and they expect us to drive our kids to either a drop-off point, a pick-up point 8 kilometres away, or another one at 10 kilometres away. They're the tickets we're getting. So we've got cars travelling with kids to these pick-up points in the morning and drop-off in the afternoon, when the buses in the area, I'm sure if someone actually, and I'm always saying this, we're just a bit disheartened at this stage. I'm actually repeating all the same stuff that I said to you when I was on the phone
this
before about this.
That
if someone had just used a bit of common sense, one of those buses can easily be routed through Racor and pick up our children.
So is it just that Racor is not within the distance, the parameters of the distance, is it? From the school?
No, like historically, they'll always put, Busairn would probably put it down to, you know, this rule they have. Like, this is the problem. The whole system is based on these archaic rules set by the school transport section in Busairn. But overall, that's set by the Department of Education, because they run the school bus service, you know. So, so then they'll say that you have to go to your nearest school and you'll only get a bus to your nearest school.
Mm.
But like historically in this area, like since even I was a child, I went to school in Trim and people before me as well. And up until 2 years ago, we were all paying a private operator €33 a week per child to go on the bus to Trim, which is 20 minutes away. And that's just not sustainable. We had to pull away from it. People couldn't afford it. Like come this September, I have 3 children going to Trim.
And what are you going to do?
Well, at the minute, we're down on the portal as concessionary. So we're just going to have to get them to those pickup points, which is a real pain for everybody. And it causes a lot of stress in the mornings and everything, trying to get out to work and then get your kids to these pickup points that are 8 kilometres or 10 kilometres away for some people, you know. But we've been campaigning for this, and I've been dealing directly with the officials in Busairn and the department as well. And since Helen McIntyre came in there, they seem to be engaging. But now, of course, come into the summertime, we're hitting a stone wall again. We're just looking at the portal. And most of us on that group are gone concessionary, right? So we're in the same situation. We're in limbo. And what's going to happen is it'll be a few days before our kids go back to school, and we'll be told whether we're getting a ticket or not.
So, and this back, is what yeah. our so you'd have to have about. A, you'd have to have the arrangements in place before that then, really.
Yeah, but sure, it's yeah. crazy. Like, this is what our campaign was about, what we were fighting for, was to have the bus route confirmed. So that means if it's a proper bus route on their books, that means our kids would be have eligible tickets. And then we're not in this stressful situation like so many people are all around the country, them other callers as well. It's the same thing again. Like, for example, sorry, Andrea, the last week, two families were concessionary on their portal, two families. And this come Monday morning, their status on their in the category column had changed to sorry, no seats. No seats, well, even though they were concessionary last week.
Yeah,
there's another family as well.
This texter here tells me 8 years applying for a concessionary ticket, finally got it for my fourth and fifth year children. €1,980 compared to €125. Presumed we'd have it until they finish school, but obviously not. This listener tells me we're lucky, we've no issues getting the bus tickets so far, and costs have actually reduced. The inspector clearly checks the tickets at least once per semester. It's in rural Carlow, and like your first caller, Eleanor, we'd love our kids to be able to cycle the 3.5 kilometres to school, but the 89 kilometre per hour rural road with no verge or footpath would make it lethal to even try to walk it. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Eleanor and Claudia and Jenny, Anto, Eileen, we've contacted Bus Éireann on your behalf. I've been told that they're going to provide a statement in due course. I don't have that yet, but as soon as we do, we'll make sure to bring that to you. We'll keep listeners posted here on Lunchtime Live. Like, with all of the discussion around carbon footprint and government encouraging people to leave the cars at home and make, you know, try and use public transport where you can. With all the preaching that we get about this, I mean, it would just strike you as bizarre to think, was it Claudia or Jenny mentioned that there's a bus pass on their doorstep with 40 plus empty seats on the bus, and we're telling people they have to drive, go get the car, bring your kids to school. Like, whatever about the bus being full, I can get that. But if there's 40 plus seats empty on the bus, and we're telling people try and use public transport, I just can't fathom why they can't go on this bus. But maybe Bus Éireann will tell us. As I said, if we get that statement, we'll bring that to you. Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.